This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. India has strongly raised the Pahalgam terror attack issue at the United Nations and also flagged the Pakistani minister's confession to training and funding terrorists. Pointing to a recent television interview of Pakistan Defence Minister Khwaja Asif, India's Deputy Permanent Representative at the UN, Yojna Patel, said that the whole world has heard Pakistan Defence Minister's confession of Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organisations. She said that the open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state, fueling global terrorism and destabilising the region. Leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, have called for a special session of parliament in the wake of the brutal terror attack in Pahalgam. In separate letters to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, both leaders urged that a special session of both houses be convened at the earliest to demonstrate national unity and resolve. Mr. Kharge said that at a time when unity and solidarity are essential, such a session would be a powerful expression of the nation's collective will following the attack on innocent citizens. Mr. Gandhi said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam has outraged every Indian. He added that at this critical moment, India must show it will always stand united against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in Yugma Innovation Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi right now. Yugma, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. More from our correspondent.
The conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in the country's innovation ecosystem, strengthen academia-industry-government partnerships, and accelerate innovation aligned with the vision of Vikasit Bharat. In line with Prime Minister's vision of a self-reliant and innovation-led India, various key projects will be initiated during the conclave. The conclave will also include high-level roundtables and panel discussions involving government officials, top industry and academic leaders. With Bhupendra Singh, Saklan Akhtar, for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi has also greeted the people on the occasion of Parshuram Jayanti today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his hope that the blessings of Lord Parshuram, known for his profound wisdom in weaponry and sacred texts, would fill everyone's lives with courage and strength. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military at some places along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara and Baramulla districts, as well as the Akhnoor sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. There were no reports of any casualties. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade Jonathan Reynolds in London yesterday to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties and bilateral trade. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the talks on the free trade agreement between India and the UK are being relaunched and both sides are committed to moving the agreement forward. Canada's national broadcaster has projected a win for the Liberal Party in a tightly contested snap election. The Liberals are currently leading in 160 seats, while the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is leading in 151. To secure a majority government, a party must win at least 172 out of 343 seats. Although the Liberal Party is projected to win, it is still too early to tell whether they will secure a majority of seats in the House of Commons or be forced to form a minority government. If current trends hold, Mark Carney, who succeeded Justin Trudeau as Liberal leader, is poised to remain Prime Minister. In IPL T20 cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's historic century alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal's unbeaten 70 saw hosts Rajasthan Royals register an emphatic 8-wicket victory over Gujarat Titans in Jaipur last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.